Welcome once again, my friends, to the audio boo that never ends. It's me again, and it's hump day. And as always, when it comes to hump day, I have to remind you, use protection. Well, it's freaking hot. It's so hot that if you don't have air conditioning, you sure as hell ain't going to be bumping uglies anytime soon. It allegedly got up to 100 today in the greater Tri-Cities area of the southern foothills of western North Carolina, the triple entendre of Rutherford, Spindle, and Forest City, baked under a broiling sun. A broiling southern summer sun. Don't you just love alliteration? And I didn't get out until 7:15 this evening, and it was still freaking hot and freaking humid. It felt like walking through a sauna. It was still sticky as hell when I finished my last round here. So, yeah. I probably will be complaining this winter anyway, but I'm very, very hopeful that very, very soon we'll have cooler weather come. Yes, indeed. Cooler weather needs to get here because it's too freaking hot. All right. What else is going on in the news? Derek Jeter's being roasted for not going to the All-Star game. He's dating Minka Kelly, I think her name is, a model, actress/model or something like that. It was seen in South Beach. Guy's got 12 All-Star appearances, 5 championship rings. Yeah, he's earned taking a All-Star break off to kind of chill. He just got 3,000 hits. He's contemplating the end of his career. So, chill out on Derek Jeter. All right. NBA lockout doesn't look like it's going to get solved anytime soon. And they're already starting laying off people. Bobcats are laying off people right now. And Michael Jordan's the hatchet man, I guess, for all this. He's the Turk. He's the dreaded Turk this time.
Oh, come into my office. I need to see you. We're going to be laying you off. But we're not going to be laying off that hottie over there because, I might be dating her, you know.
Anyhow, hope you heard that, by the way. Yeah, it's going to suck for NBA employees because, yeah, there's going to be quite a few layoffs because revenue is not coming in. And probably won't be coming in anytime soon. As I muffle a yawn. You notice I do these things late at night. I'm always yawning. It's because I'm tired. Even though I didn't do a whole lot today, I'm still tired. So, what else can we talk about? Well, we can talk about the fact that Roku rocks. It allows you to get Netflix, Hulu, and other things on a regular television. Which totally rocks because I don't have one of these flat screens yet with like multiple RCA connections or heavens to Betsy, not one of these internet capable TVs already. Yes, indeed, it is a magnificent thing. But, soft, my friends. We are closing in on the end of this audio boo, and I would like to say Mila Kunis is a Trekkie, or I should say Trekker. Yes, friends, Mila Kunis is a fandom. Not only does she do a voice on one of the most popular animated shows out there, Family Guy, she's also a Trekker, which means, of course, J.J. Abrams, get her in the next film! Preferably naked. Full frontal. We'd love full frontal. I'm John. Good night. Good luck. And may the good news be yours. Full frontal, J.J. Abrams. Full frontal.